Men ought to know that from the brain and from the brain only arise our pleasures, joys, laughter, and jests, as well as our sorrows, pains, griefs, and tears. Through it, in particular, we think, see, hear, and distinguish the ugly from the beautiful, the bad from the good, the pleasant from the unpleasant. It is the same thing which makes us mad or delirious, inspires us with fear, brings sleeplessness and aimless anxieties. In these ways, I hold that the brain is the most powerful organ in the human body. Hippocrates. Ready for the good news? Nestled within your skull, mere inches from your eyes, are 86 billion of the most efficient transistors in the known universe. This neural network is you, running the operating system we know as life, and no computer yet conceived comes close to its awesome capabilities. Forged over millions and millions of years of life on Earth, your brain is capable of storing nearly 8,000 iPhones worth of information. Everything you are, do, love, feel, care for, long for, and aspire to is enabled by an incredibly complex, invisible symphony of neurological processes. Elegant, seamless, and blisteringly fast, when scientists tried to simulate just 1 second of a human brain's abilities, it took supercomputers 40 minutes to do so. Now for the bad news. The modern world is like the Hunger Games, and your brain is an unwitting combatant, hunted mercilessly and relentlessly from all sides. The way we live today is undermining our incredible birthright, fighting our optimal cognitive performance, and putting us at risk for some seriously nasty afflictions. Our industrially ravaged diets supply cheap and plentiful calories with poor nutrient content and toxic additives. Our careers shoehorn us into doing the same tasks over and over again, while our brains thrive with change and stimulation. We are saddled with stress, a lack of connection to nature, unnatural sleep patterns, and overexposure to news and tragedy. And our social networks have become replaced by the social network, all of which lead ultimately to premature aging and decay. We've created a world so far removed from the one in which our brains evolved that they are now struggling to survive. These modern constructs drive us to compound the damage with our day-to-day actions. We convince ourselves that 6 hours in bed means we've gotten a full night's sleep. We consume junk food and energy drinks to stay awake, medicate to fall asleep, and come the weekend go overboard with escapism, all in a feeble attempt to grasp a momentary reprieve from our daily struggle. This causes a short circuit in our inhibitory control system, our brain's inner voice of reason, turning us into lab rats frantically searching for our next dopamine hit. The cycle perpetuates itself, over time, reinforcing habits and driving changes that not only make us feel crappy, but can ultimately lead to cognitive decline. Whether or not we are conscious of it, we're caught in the crossfire between warring factions. Food companies, operating under the invisible hand of the market, are driven by shareholders to deliver ever-increasing profits lest they risk irrelevance. As such, they market foods to us explicitly designed to create insatiable addiction. On the opposing front, our underfunded healthcare system and scientific research apparatus are stuck playing catch-up, doling out advice and policy that, however well-intentioned, is subject to innumerable biases, from innocuous errors of thought to outright corruption via industry-funded studies and scientific careers dependent on private interest funding. It's no wonder that even well-educated people are confused when it comes to nutrition. One day we're told to avoid butter, the next that we may as well drink it. On a Monday, we hear that physical activity is the best way to lose weight, only to learn by Friday that its impact on our waistline is marginal compared to diet. We are told over and over again that whole grains are the key to a healthy heart, but is heart disease really caused by a deficiency of morning oatmeal? Blogs and traditional news media alike attempt to cover new science, but their coverage and sensational headlines often seems more intent on driving hits to their websites than informing the public. Our physicians, nutritionists, and even the government all have their say, and yet they are consciously and subconsciously influenced by powers beyond the naked eye. How can you possibly know who and what to trust when so much is at stake?